Hey, welcome. This lesson is all about sub-bass and low-end control for drum and bass production in Ableton. I'm going to walk you through a beginner-friendly, practical workflow you can use right away to get a chest-rattling sub and a tight, punchy low-end that translates on headphones and club stacks. Stay with me for the step-by-step build, a short practice exercise, common mistakes to avoid, and a few pro tips you can use immediately. Lesson overview. Energetic, punchy, and controlled low-end is the backbone of DNB. Today you'll build a two-layer bass patch, a pure sub-layer and a mid-slash-high-character layer, route them into a bass bus, and apply processing so the sub stays mono, the kick and sub coexist, and the mids have harmonic content to translate on small speakers. Everything uses Ableton stock devices like Operator, Waveeatable or Simpler, EQ8, Utility, Saturator, Compressor, Multiband Dynamics, Glue Compressor, and Spectrum. This is practical, step-by-step, and tailored for 174 BPM rollers. What you will build: two synth layers, a clean sine sub from Operator and a mid-bass character layer from Waveeatable or Simpler, placed inside a grouped bass bus with an ordered chain that enforces mono sub, below a cutoff, ducking for the kick, subtle saturation for harmonics, and multiband control for low-band peaks. You'll also end up with an 8-bar loop at 174 BPM that demonstrates these techniques. Quick prerequisites: Ableton Live Standard or Suite recommended. Set the project tempo to 174 BPM. Have a drum loop or looped kick ready, so you can hear the sub interacting with the kick. Step-by-step walkthrough. First, create the sub layer in Operator. Step 1. Insert a MIDI track and load Operator. Step 2. Set oscillator to a pure sine wave. Turn off filters and extra mod routing on that oscillator so you get a clean sine. Step 3. Set the envelope to full sustain. Attack at 0 milliseconds. Decay 0. Sustain at full and release between 40 and 100 milliseconds. Shorter for tightness. Longer for more tail. Don't add pitch modulation. Step 4. Use a low MIDI note, around C1 or MIDI note 36. If you need lower, transpose by minus 12 or minus 24 semitones, so the audible sub sits around 40 to 90 Hz. Step 5. Keep the sub's channel level conservative. Aim for peaks around minus 12 to minus 6 dBFS. The sub should be felt, not clipping your channel. Tip: solo the sub and use Spectrum or EQ8's analyzer to confirm energy in the 30 to 120 Hz band. Next, design the mid and character layer with Waveeatable or Simpler. Step 1. Add another MIDI track, load Waveeatable or Simpler and choose a sawish or shaped Waveeatable for body. Step 2. Low pass this layer around 600 to 1200 Hz depending on tone. Add a bit of drive inside the filter if available. Step 3. Make the envelope shorter and rhythmic. Attack 0 to 5 milliseconds. Release 50 to 150 milliseconds. Step 4. Add subtle unison of one or two voices and slight detune for width in the mids. Do not introduce stereo width in the true sub frequencies. Now group both tracks. Select both tracks and group them into a bass bus. Rename it if you like to keep things tidy. Bus processing chain. Order matters. Put these devices on the bass bus in this order. First device, EQ8 in mid/side mode. On the side channel, place a high pass around 100 to 140 Hz so the stereo field is free of low frequency energy. On the mid channel, add a gentle high pass around 28 to 35 Hz to remove an audible rumble. This keeps your sub centered and cleans up the stereo field. Second device, compressor or glue compressor for transient glue and optional ducking. If you want the kick to sit through, enable sidechain and choose your kick track as the input. For kick bass ducking, start with a ratio around 4 to 1. Attack between 0.5 and 5 milliseconds, release between 80 and 200 milliseconds, and set the threshold so you get 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. For subtle blue without sidechain, use a low ratio like 2 to 1 and aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Third device, saturator for harmonics. Add saturator with a small amount of drive, just 1 to 4 dB of drive or 1 to 4 on the drive control, and keep the dry/wet low, around 10 to 25%. The goal is subtle harmonic content so the bass translates on small speakers. Avoid oversaturating the pure sine sub. Fourth device, multiband dynamics. Set the first crossover somewhere between 120 and 160 Hz so the low band contains the sub. Compress that low band gently with a ratio of 2 to 3 to 1. Attack 5 to 20 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. And adjust threshold to catch transient spikes for 2 to 6 dB reduction. Keep mid and high bands lighter. Fifth device, utility for width control. Keep overall width at 100% while mixing, but use utility to mono the whole bus sometimes for checks. You can also automate width for arrangement moves. Last device, spectrum. Put spectrum at the end to visually monitor where the energy is. Most energy should sit below 150 Hz without driving the master into clipping. Kick and sub interaction. Practical methods. Method 1. Sidechain the sub channel. Insert a compressor on the sub track. Enable sidechain from the kick. And set attack between 0.5 and 3 milliseconds, release between 80 and 140 milliseconds, ratio around 4 to 1, and threshold so you get 2 to 6 dB of ducking. Method 2. Manual volume automation. Draw quick dips on the sub's clip gain or track volume aligned to kick hits for the tightest control. Method 3. Automate utility gain in time with the kick for precise, sample accurate ducking. Low cut everything else. High pass non-bass elements around 100 to 200 Hz depending on the instrument, so they don't interfere with your bass and kick. Master bus safety. Leave headroom. For sub-heavy DNB, try to leave at least 6 dB of headroom on the master before limiting. Use glue compressor on the master subtly, only 1 or 2 dB of reduction if any. Arrangement ideas for bass interplay. Intro. Start with sub and a faint mid-bass off, then open the mid layer over 4 bars. Drop. Keep sub sustained. Let the mid layer perform rolling 16th or 32nd rhythms. Breaks. Automate utility width or cut mid to create space. Use sub-only bars for contrast. Common mistakes to avoid. 1. Leaving the sub in stereo. This causes phase cancellation on club systems. Keep it mono. 2. Oversaturating the sub sign. Add harmonics on the mid layer, not the pure sub. 3. Cutting too aggressively around 2 to 400 Hz and making your bass thin. 4. Relying on a master limiter to fix mix problems. Fix sources first. 5. Not checking on multiple systems. Headphones and phones can reveal issues you won't notice on monitors. Extra coach notes. Always level match before you judge a/B comparisons. Quieter versions often sound clearer, so match loudness with a utility gain or fader before deciding what sounds better. Do a quick mono compatibility check by flipping phase on one layer. If the bass collapses, you have a phase problem to fix. Use small, repeatable listening tests, tweak for 30 to 60 seconds, export a quick reference, and compare on another system. Treat sub-EQ moves very gently, 0.5 to 1 dB steps are common. And remember, small timing nudges of 2 to 8 milliseconds on MIDI notes can make a huge difference to perceived tightness. Pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Add erosion or redux subtly to your mid layer for grit. Keep subs mono and move harmonic layers wide. Use a tiny slow LFO pitch wobble on the mid layer for menace. Consider a parallel chain, one pristine mono sub, another colored stereo body, and a single macro to blend them. For extra punch, try parallel compression on a duplicate of the bass bus and blend it under your original. Mini practice exercise, 15 to 30 minutes. Step 1. Make a simple 8-bar drum loop at 174 BPM. Step 2. Sublayer. U-MIDI track. Upper ear sign on C1 held for 8 bars. EQ8 high pass at 30 to 35 Hz. Spectrum after to observe. Step 3. Mid-layer. Wave-eatable with a sawish table. Low pass around 800 Hz. Short decay. Program a rolling 16th or 32nd pattern to complement the drums. Step 4. Group both into bass bus and on the bus apply EQ8 in mid/side. Compressor sidechain. To kick with 1 millisecond attack and 120 milliseconds release, saturator drive around 2 with 15% wet, and multiband dynamics compressing the low band below 140 Hz gently. Step 5. Test with sidechain enabled and disabled to hear the kick/sub interplay, and check mono with utility width set to 0%. Export a quick reference and listen on headphones and a small speaker. Homework challenge, 45 to 75 minutes. Task A. Build an 8-bar loop with kick and 2-layer bass. Aim for sub-channel peaks around minus 12 dBFS, clean ducking so the kick punches through, and create a macro that switches between drop and break states. Task B. Translation test. Bounce your stereo mix. Listen on headphones, laptop, and phone. Flip to mono and note any tonal shifts. Apply one corrective technique and log 3 to 5 quick notes about what you heard and what you changed. Recap. Make a clean sign sub in operator. Layer a character mid in wave-eatable or simpler. Keep the sub mono with a Q8 or utility. Sidechain or manually duck the sub to the kick. Add harmonics on the mid layer. Control low band peaks with multiband dynamics and maintain headroom. Automating width, filter, and sub-level across arrangement sections will make the track breathe and punch where it needs to. That's your repeatable workflow for sub-bass and low-end control in Ableton using stock tools. If you want, I can also create a ready Ableton rack preset for the bass bus chain with macro controls you can load and tweak. Would you like that preset?